Hoverboards, self-balancing scooters, whatever you like to call them, they were possibly one of the most prized Christmas gifts of 2015. However, after the market was flooded with cheap and faulty imports, leading to injury and in some cases even fires, the government stepped in last month and placed an interim ban on the sale of these products. Now, joining me on Tech Daily with an update on this ban is Evan Karambas from Kaiser Bass. G'day, Evan.
G'day, Andy. How are you doing?
Excellent. Now, last year, Kaiser Bass released the Revo Glider on the market, which I believe was the first hoverboard product to be sold in retail stores in Australia. How has last month's ban and all the issues surrounding the sale of these hoverboard products affected you, and where do things sit with the Revo Glider now?
Yeah, good, very good question. It's been a bit of a disaster, to be quite honest with you. We had a product that came on the market, I think, in about October last year. Was put on sale through JB Hi-Fi and Harvey Norman in October, and there was no requirements for any particular standards or testing regimes or safety standards other than normal electrical safety, which we were compliant with, and the product has been on sale since that time. And on the 19th of March, I woke up to see the Minister of Small Business making a public announcement on breakfast television on a Saturday morning saying, effective now, these products, these so-called hoverboards, are banned from sale, and there's an interim ban for 60 days, subject to the suppliers of these products meeting certain criteria, technical criteria. So we had to scramble to meet those requirements, which we managed to do in, I think, about 3 weeks. It took us a lot of work and a lot of heartache to get some testing, a lot of tests done in China and certified and approved and stamped. So we are very, we're not very confident. We are compliant, and we've got an international testing lab. We paid tens of thousands of dollars to test the product to the standard that the ACCC imposed, and we're ready to go back on sale.
So I guess, Evan, it really boils down to a few bad eggs spoiling it for everyone. Is that the best way to explain it? I mean, the issues, seem to have come from faulty products that look the same but aren't the same.
Yep. Yeah, look, I can explain it to you, and I think it's worth noting that they all look the same. So the outside shells and the shape of them, there's about three or four different variants, but predominantly the shape that we have on the Revo Glider is the most popular one, and they do all look the same. But internally, they're different, and there's various components. So the important things that determine safety is the charger, and the charger needs to have cut-off circuitry so that when the battery's full, it stops charging it, as your power drill does. And these batteries, of course, are lithium-ion batteries, so they're volatile, as are the batteries in power tools and other devices. So they're rechargeable batteries. The battery then also needs to be a proper or a well-made battery, and we use batteries made by Samsung.
Right.
And there needs to be a cut-off circuit in the battery pack. So the battery is made of 20 cells of what look like big pen-like batteries, but they're rechargeable Samsung cells, and that's all wrapped together with some circuitry and some wiring to make it a 36-volt battery. So you just got to remember, this is a 36-volt battery driving this glider or hoverboard, which is three times stronger than the battery that starts your car every morning.
Right, okay.
Right, so it's a big chunky battery. So if you get it wrong and you can't cut off the electricity, the electricity going into the battery, it'll overheat the battery and cause a fire, and that's what's been happening. So of the four fires that have been reported in Australia, three of those products, to our knowledge or to my knowledge, three of those products were bought online, and of course, the consumer, and I remember the first fire in Strathmore in Victoria, the person that bought it was on the news saying, but I asked them whether it was safe. Well, of course, they're going to say it's safe. Well, they did say it was safe, and it wasn't, and sort of burned half his house down. The frustrating thing for us is that we sell our products through major retail chains, and as I said, Harvey Norman, JB Hi-Fi, and there probably a few more are going to take it on now that we're legitimate again. While the interim ban is in place, and even today, you can go online and find numerous products available, either from Australian online companies or shipped via eBay direct from China or Hong Kong, and the consumer has got no idea whether those things are compliant, and just looking at the prices they're selling them for and knowing the cost of the components that make a safe product, I dare say that we're probably going to have another fire somewhere down the track if people keep buying online and buying the cheaper products.
So then what is the key message you like to give to consumers who are interested in this type of product and maybe then thinking, oh, it's online, I can buy one at half the retail price?
Key message is buy from a reputable source. So if you're going to buy online, you know, use one of the big websites, one of the Australian websites, go to Catch of the Day or Kogan or one of the big reputable websites. If you're going to buy online, don't buy product from places that you've never heard of, because it may be inferior and it may be dangerous. And definitely don't buy anything that's shipped from Hong Kong and sells for $200. It will have inferior components and a high risk of fire. And those products are totally unregulated. There is nothing, there's no obligation to comply with Australian safety standards, electrical standards, or anything for that matter. And I think that's where the problem lies, that the authorities can impose bans and safety requirements on legitimate suppliers, of which we're one, but they can't get to the illegitimate ones or the online guys, because they can be anywhere in the world.
Now, Evan, just on a lighter note, you've actually just solved a bit of a debate that's been going on around the office. You're calling it the Revo glider. We've been calling it the Revo glider because we thought Revo was short for revolutions, as in something that it turns. It is, in fact, the Revo glider, the official name.
We pronounce it Revo, and it is short for revolution, so maybe it's our pronunciation again. So you got the intent right. we call it the Revo glider, Revo. I don't think that really makes too much of a difference.
So on that note, just confirming, so the ban on the sale of self-balancing scooters or hoverboards is still in place. I think it's got another month to go. However, a Kaiser bus has proven that the Revo glider, now we've got that right, is in fact safe and has been allowed to be placed back on sale in retail stores.
Yep, that's correct. And we have stock available through Harvey Norman's Australia-wide, so they should be available through Harvey Norman's as of today.
Great. And so where should people go if they need some more information about, you know, if they're concerned with the hover product that they own? Obviously, it won't be one of yours if they're worried about it, or if they're unsure if their hoverboard is affected. What should they be doing?
Sure. There's a fair, if you just simply Google Hoverboards Australia or Dangerous Hoverboards, there's been about 15 to maybe 20 products that have been recalled or partially recalled. So a lot of other products had to replace chargers because their chargers were not compliant with the safety standards, and some products had just been recalled in total. So there's a recall site, and I think it's called recalls.com.au. If you also Google hoverboards ACCC hoverboard ban, you'll find all the information. Unfortunately for the consumers, it's very technical information, and it even took me a couple of days to understand exactly what I was asked to do. It's very technical information and very difficult for a consumer to understand. But the message from our side is we've got a legal product. It's safe. It's available, and they're good fun to ride. So kids still want them. Teenagers still want to use them, and they're ready to go back on sale. So,
and we quite enjoy when we had one on review, quite enjoyed riding it around the office too. Yeah. Even HR was on board with that. Evan Karambas, CEO of Kaiser Bus, really appreciate your time. Thanks for joining me on Tech Daily.